Okay, welcome back to hour number two right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you. Join us online at Twitter at eRadioSports. Always got to give a plug for our podcast page. It's amazing. YahooSportsRadio.com/podcast. Right now, as I said, we were going around the horn visiting with Andy Pondillo, talking some MLB. But I have to tell you what, Andy P, this is a big weekend if you're an NBA fan. I mean, Joe, my producer here, he loves the Bulls. Of course, I love the Mavs. Who you got?
It's very easy for me. Con, the NBA has gotten so basic lately. It's the same thing with the NFL. You already know who's going to be there at the end of the season. Come on, it's going to be Spurs and Cavs. It's not rocket science. The Spurs, they're hot. And they always say they're old. They come down the stretch. They beat everybody up. LeBron's a one-man wrecking crew in the East. It's just, if you have LeBron, you win. So I feel like it should be an easy finals this year.
That's one of the things I just love about Andy. He always brings those strong opinions to the table. Okay, so let's move ahead. Let's talk about the AL Central and the Tigers, the Royals. You know, when we did our preseason preview in spring training, I don't think that we anticipated that these teams would be that good.
Well, they have a lot of veteran leadership, but I didn't expect them to get off starts like this. And they're going to level out. Every team at some point is going to level off unless they're going to be a 100-win team. And I definitely don't think either of these two teams are winning 100 games this year. However, the veteran leadership on these teams is strong. Miguel Cabrera for the Tigers bashing balls in with the Royals. They have a lineup full of guys that didn't really hit a lot of home runs last year, but they've been very productive. Sandoval Perez has been very productive at the catcher position. I've reaped a lot of benefits on my fantasy team from him, and they've really had a good steady order over there. Ventura, the new ace after James Shields leaves. They still have some depth to that pitching staff. I don't know. I still like the Indians in that division, but it's really a tough division to call because each team has their strengths and their weaknesses. Right now, the Tigers, one of their big weaknesses last year was they didn't hit as well as they should have. And when you look at their lineup, you kind of wonder, how did this team not hit? And so far, they definitely have. J.D. Martinez, the former Astro, you know, hitting for a lot of power over there. It's got to be a great slot to bat in, to bat behind Victor Martinez and Miguel Cabrera.
And I think you'll agree, too. I mean, you see teams go through stretches where they have this momentum. They're trending upward and in the right direction. And most teams are going to have runs like this at some point in the season.
They're all going to have runs like it. But when you have it at the beginning of the year, it's your only body of work. So it looks really, really good. It's like the guy that hits 500 for the first week of the season. It's his only body of work. You don't think of it as big of a deal when it's a 260 hitter who has a hot week. You're like, okay, you know, he got hot. Will he continue to do it? You don't know. But when it starts the season, everybody gets excited over it. Everyone kind of, they either get too happy or too sad, depending on where your team is at. And the Tigers, their deal is they're going to have to get a better effort out of Justin Verlander this year when he comes off the disabled list. I don't like the depth in that starting rotation. The Tigers are the type of team that they aren't bad. They're the type of team that fizzles out towards the end of the season. The teams that don't have depth in the starting rotation, they have a lot of trouble getting through August and September.
Okay, so Andy, we highlight the Tigers, the Royals, off to this fast start. What teams have surprised you that have underachieved early on?
Oh, the Miami Marlins, they've struggled. Washington Nationals have struggled. These teams definitely with some really high hopes coming into this season. Miami, they really haven't had a whole lot of offense. Giancarlo Stanton been off to kind of a sluggish start. People starting to wonder, he got hit in the face last year. Is that something that's going to creep into his head? You have to be human. I think the human thing is, yes, it's hard to come back from the type of injury he sustained last year. I think he'll overcome it. It's a mental thing. You just need a few good hits, need a few good games, you get past it. I still like the Marlins lineup. As for the Nationals, I'm a bit more concerned about that team, not just by the 3-6 start, but I'm just concerned in general because I feel like the expectations are so heavy on this team that can only lead to disappointment. That doesn't mean they're not a postseason team. I think they get in through a wild card position. I don't think they're the best team in the National League again this year. And I really get concerned when you have injuries all over the field that just, they don't stop for the Nationals. As soon as one guy comes back, another one goes down. You don't have that consistent lineup. You don't have that consistent continuity. It's not the same as maybe basketball, but it does have an important feature to a lineup to have that continuity in it. And I don't feel like the Nationals ever have that. Their starting rotation is going to keep them in every single game. It should, at least, with the Max Scherzer, Jordan Zimmermann, Steven Strasburg, but even these guys probably haven't pitched their best off the start of the season as well as a lot of people would have thought they have.
Well, and Andy, I think the media, we're guilty of that. We've portrayed the Nationals to be better. Their stock is higher than we are realizing.
Yeah, they spend a lot of money. Anytime a team spends a buttload of money, people are going to predict them to win their division. And for a good reason. I mean, the Nationals, on paper, if this team were to stay healthy and everyone were to be in there, Anthony Rendon, I think the best young player in the National League, if he comes back, he has a great year. He bangs out 40 doubles. I mean, this team could be as good as any team out there. It's just you get to a point where I get tired of predicting them to go far because I just don't trust that they can stay healthy. Ryan Zimmerman over at first base with the conversion. He's had a sluggish start as well. This lineup has as much depth as any lineup. Bryce Harper, can he have 600 at-bats, knock in those 30 home runs like a lot of people think he can, be a 30-30 guy, steal a buttload of bases, win a gold glove? I don't know. Like, they all look good on paper, but it's always on paper for the Nationals.
Okay, Andy Pondillo with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, as we continue to zero. Okay, so we got to talk about Atlanta, 6-3. Is this team a bit of a mirage?
Yeah, that team's a mirage. They're going to lose over 90 games this year. I have absolutely no faith in the Braves being able to win games this year. No depth at the starting rotation. They trade away the best closer in baseball. The whole lineup's been traded away. Freddie Freeman, I mean, he's going to probably have to go nuts to make that lineup even be relevant. So I don't have any hope for the Braves to continue this run.
Oh, I definitely got to ask you about the Rangers. What can you tell us? What's going on up in Arlington, up in Dallas?
Oh, something's in the water for the Rangers the last 2 years, and nobody can stay healthy. I don't know what's going on with that team, but I know if they can't get healthy, they're going to lose a lot of games. Derek Holland on the 60-day disabled list. Yu Darvish out for the year. This pitching staff has gotten ultra-thin very quickly. Shin-Soo Chu came away with an injury. I think he's back in the lineup now. The Rangers are, I don't know, they're a beaten-down bunch. I don't know what the plan is for the future. Jerks and Profar, another one out for the season. It's going to be a long season in Texas, and at least the fans, I feel like the media kind of expects it. I don't know if there's high expectations in Texas. It's just hard for them to transition from those golden years, it seems, just like it was yesterday.
Good stuff. Coming to you from Andy Pondillo, our very own at Yahoo Sports Radio. Thank you so much, Andy. Great stuff.
Always fun.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter, @eRadioSports.